The fourth type of exercise is consecutive interpreting. You will use the recording from your consecutive interpreting with text exercise to translate from your First Nations language back into English. For this exercise, you will need two recording devices and a pen and paper. One recording device will be used to play back the recorded translation from your consecutive interpreting with text exercise. The second recording device will be used to record your translation back into English for later review. The candidate begins by making sure the recording of the First Nations language from the consecutive interpreting with text exercise is rewound to the beginning and is ready for playback. The candidate then presses record on the second recording device. She will not touch this device again until the exercise is finished. The second device will record both her original translation and the new translation back into English. Make sure to keep both recording devices close together to ensure good recording levels. Next, the candidate presses play on the first recording device and listens to the first segment of her earlier translation. She then pauses the first recording device and translates what she has just heard back into English.
The offender talks about his childhood with his father.
The candidate continues playback of the following sections and repeats the process until she has translated the last segment. At this time, she stops both recording devices. Now the candidate plays back the second recording device to evaluate her translation. She begins by rewinding the second recording device to the beginning of the exercise. She then presses play and listens to the first segment of her original translation. She compares this to her new English translation, making note of any errors.
The offender is talking about his, when he was a child, that his father was abusive.
The candidate continues to analyze her translation until she has reached the end of the recording. Now it's time for you to practice. Remember to practice many times using each of the provided scripts. The more you practice, the better prepared you will be for the real test.